On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian.
Morena, Rachel, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's raining in Los Angeles, which is always a nice
novel thing. What? Water in the desert. For you.
Yeah, you forget what it's like for a while.
To have liquid falling from the sky. It seems like a novelty. It's definitely not a novelty in Auckland at the moment. We've had quite a bit of rain in the last week. What have you been up to? What's happening in Tinseltown?
Not a huge amount. I'm doing some press stuff this weekend for the new Aladdin film, which I haven't seen yet.
Nice. Is this the one with like live action Will Smith as a genie? In it? Is that the one?
Yeah. It looks really dodgy. this Disney live action thing is very depressing, you know? It's just like they're going to run out of cartoons to make it live action, and they're just going to start making live action Pixar movies.
Oh, no.
And then they're going to like...
Live action cars?
Like, I don't know. They'll be like, why don't we make an animated version of these live action movies, and it'll just keep going in a circle forever.
Oh dear.
But anyway, that's not out for a little bit. The films that are in theaters this week in New Zealand, the big ones, there's John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum.
We love a bit of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's amazing, and I love what this franchise represents. It represents old school stunt based action, martial artistry, gunfights, and not sort of superheroes, you know, like normal old school heroes. I mean, they're kind of superheroes, but I love this film. Keanu Reeves kind of got like his career got resuscitated for the third or fourth time with this franchise, and he's what makes it cool, you know, because he needs to do the training, and they can hold the camera on him and do close-ups when he's doing the fights.
So
I loved John Wick Chapter. It's sort of more violent, if that's possible, in the last few. And Part 2 was kind of a beautiful work of art in terms of its visual composition. This one's a bit more brutal, not quite as elegant, but still a very, very cool film.
That's what we like to hear. There's quite a few big names in that movie, aren't there? Like knocking around as sort of secondary characters and things like that, too.
Yeah, so Halle Berry shows up as a character named Sophia. Angelica Houston is in the film as a ballet director / member of the Assassin's Guild.
I feel like Angelica Houston was made to be an assassin or a high witch or those characters that she's played. She's just the ultimate cool villain.
Yeah, she was pretty amazing as the Grand High Witch in The Witches.
Straight up the scariest movie of my childhood, I think.
Funnily enough, to touch on something we addressed last week, they're remaking The Witches at the moment.
No.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis and none other than Anne Hathaway.
Oh, we love
that role.
As the High Witch. The Grand High Witch. Oh, now I do love Anne, but I feel like that's an interesting choice there. She seems to always play kind of the good guy. So that'll be an interesting change for her.
Leaning into a public perception a little bit there, maybe.
Fair enough. Yes, this is true.
I'm on board for that.
After we spoke about Anne Hathaway last week, I got so many messages from people being like, I also love Anne Hathaway. So there's a community out there of people who will not be shamed out of loving Anne Hathaway. Tess is shaking her head.
I just don't think it's a shameful thing to love Anne
Hathaway.
People
are always ragging on her. I'm just saying. Let's not get back into it.
Yeah. Let's not bring up Keira Knightley, though. Oh, my God. People hate her even more.
I know. Leave Keira alone. Bend It Like Beckham is a fantastic movie.
The other big film coming out this week is Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Oh, I'm quite excited for that.
Because there's no colons or commas in there. It's just Pokemon Detective Pikachu. It's called Detective Pikachu for a while. And then they were like, do people realize this is a Pokemon film?
Let's just have to
chuck Pokemon
it
in front.
Yeah.
This is like, I've spent my whole life being obsessed with pop culture ridiculousness and paying attention to things that I was obsessed with as a child and taking frivolous things too seriously. But this is the first kind of nostalgia-laden IP adaptation that I'm like, look, I just don't get it. It passed me by. I was too old for Pokemon. It's always made very little sense to me. I feel like a very old man. What's the deal? Explain it to me, Rachel. What is the deal with Pokemon?
Well, I got into Pokemon through my brother watching it after school, and then I sort of was like, wow, this is actually really great. But also, I just think it's fun. There's so much you can do with it. The whole, like, catching, gaming kind of culture of it is really addictive as well. When that Pokemon Go game came out, I could totally understand why people got so into it. It's like kind of obsessive. It's really easy to get sucked into it.
I think also people live for the animation as well.
The animation's cool in Pokemon, I'll tell you what. And the bad guys are cool in Pokemon too. They're funny. It's good.
I think that Pokemon Go phenomenon is why we have this movie, I'm pretty sure. I only learned recently that it started as a game. I thought it started as a cartoon.
Pokemon did.
It was a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Nintendo game first, apparently, so it shows how out of touch I am. Okay, I think I understand it a little bit more. It's about catching. I gotcha. We used to play a game of catch when I was a kid. I think I understand that. I can relate to that. But this is obviously a live-action Pokemon film. Ryan Reynolds made a lot of money. Dethroned Avengers just... Maybe I'll see it.
Maybe. I've heard good reviews from people who have already been to see it. I know a few people who've, like, taken their little siblings or something like that, but mostly as an excuse to just go watch it themselves and come out being like, it was really good. So,
I had to take my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. You take, oh, yeah, I was babysitting, but actually, really, just they're doing you a favour by giving you an excuse to go watch Pokemon movies.
Yeah, well, it has been well received, as you say. I'd even hazard to say that it's been the most well received video game adaptation of all time, because they're generally always poorly reviewed.
Yeah.
And as this is technically an adaptation of a video game,
and it's
doing pretty well.
Doing pretty good. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Heaps of good things coming out then. Lots of stuff to keep you entertained if you've got a rainy weekend in LA or in Auckland, depending where you might be listening from. You up to anything much this weekend, Fabian?
I'm just doing this Aladdin.
Oh, you just your Aladdin thing. That'll be exciting.
So I'm going to look Will Smith in the eye and say, dude, come on, really?
Giant blue genie. Well, we'll talk to you about that next
Robert
week
Williams.
Then, probably.
Yes, indeed.
Very exciting. Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend chatting to the Aladdin cast.
Cheers. Thanks, Rachel. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
And you're tuned in.